This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Tuesday, April 30th. Well, yesterday in the grain space, wheat decided to be the leader to the downside. And that was because we're getting continued forecasts of rain in the southern region of Russia. And now these longer range forecasts are starting to bring rain into eastern Ukraine as well, and more widespread rain into southern Russia. So it's not just that far southern tip. Now the whole southern Russian state and pretty much all of Ukraine is forecast to get nice shot of rain over the next, well, within about the 6 to 10 day period. So anything can change between now and then, but those forecasts have been consistent, at least for that far southern region, and now they're starting to become more widespread. So that took a lot of the wind out of the sail of the wheat space, with Chicago already kind of feeling that on Friday. Kansas City managed to hold itself together a little bit longer, but it too started to buckle yesterday as well. Chicago was down 14 on the July contract. Kansas City down 4. Minneapolis hanging in there, up 4. Corn was down 1. Soybeans up 5. So the row crops have been basically just sideways. We're seeing very good planting conditions. A lot of rain coming across the Midwest. The eastern Midwest didn't really need it. They're going to see planting delays here. The western Midwest certainly needed it. And they're seeing some planting delays, but they're not complaining. This is going a long way to removing the drought status for much of Iowa, southern Minnesota, northern Missouri. A pretty big region of the western Midwest had been stuck in this drought pattern. This is at least going to alleviate much of that, at least for the short term. We had crop condition ratings out yesterday. Corn plantings at 27% is up 15 on the week and still up 5 over the average. Soybean plantings at 18% is up 10 on the week and up 8 over the average. Spring wheat plantings at 34%, that's up 19 on the week and up 15 over the average. Montana's at 35% planted, that's 15 points ahead of the average. North Dakota's at 20% planted, that is 9 points ahead of the average. So on a pretty good tear here for planting pretty much across the board. We've looking at the weather there across the Northern Plains, and the 6 to 10 day forecast for the Northern Plains has much above normal precip coming. So, you know, this being ahead of the pace pretty much across the grain space is certainly a boon for them. That crop, you know, the crop that's already seeded is going to look at a nice shot of moisture. Either way, this is very good conditions that we're planting these spring crops into. For winter wheat crop conditions nationwide, poor to very poor is at 16%, and that is unchanged from last week. 49% good to excellent is down 1. In Kansas, we're at 31% poor to very poor, that's up 5, and 31% good to excellent is down 5. Texas at 14% poor to very poor is down 7, and 48% good to excellent is up 2. Oklahoma, poor to very poor at 14%, that's up 2. Good to excellent at 46% is down 3. In Colorado, poor to very poor was up 7 at 23%. Good to excellent was down 5 at 46%. Nebraska, poor to very poor up 2 at 7%. Good to excellent down 5 at 63%. South Dakota, unchanged at poor to very poor at 4%. Good to excellent was up 4 at 67%. In Montana, poor to very poor was at 5%, which was unchanged. Good to excellent was down 9 at 43%. In soft red country, Illinois, at 1% poor to very poor was down 3. 87% good to excellent. That is up 4. That is just some stellar wheat growing in Illinois. And almost as good in Ohio, with 4% poor to very poor, that's unchanged. 69% good to excellent, that is up 1. So that's part of the pressure in Chicago as well. There's very little threat going on for soft red country. And at this point, even if it turned dry, I don't think that would really matter. It would have to get really hot to shave off some yield. But there's a boomer crop coming for soft red, and likely your yields are going to be above average, if not much above average. As far as the heading progress goes, in Texas, we're at 64% headed. That is right equal with the average. Oklahoma at 45%, that's about 4 points ahead of the average. Kansas at 33% headed is 27 points ahead of the average. And Missouri at 51% headed is 34 points ahead of the average. And I think that speaks to the stress that the crop is under, especially in Kansas, where it's been so dry in the western third of the state. That's pushing that crop along fairly quickly. And it appears Missouri is pretty much in the same boat. Today is first notice day for corn deliveries. We got zero. Soybeans at 533 contracts. Soy meal at 222 contracts. Bean oil was a whopping 2101 contracts. That was a huge surprise to the market. In Chicago wheat, 1151 contracts. That also is a big surprise to the market and clearly will add some pressure, at least initially. And in Kansas City, we had zero deliveries. In Russia, there's another report about some vessel delays. These are two vessels that are loaded. They have been inspected. They're headed to Egypt. They've been inspected by Egypt. They've been cleared, but they haven't been approved by the Russian government. So Egypt is protesting this delay, but it doesn't appear to be helping much. So just another example of the Russian government slowing down shipments. Not really sure why. It can't be a phytosanitary issue since it's already been inspected by Egypt and has been approved. So for some reason, the Russian government is slowing down these vessel exports. So moving forward, I would expect we're going to see some more follow through to the downside. The night session is down 4 or 5 cents. We just don't see any weather threats. We got good rains coming across. It appears the Black Sea region anyway. So I think that we're going to be looking at a market that's going to struggle here, at least for the short term. Now, seasonally, you know, we tend to stall out in early May. You know, we're pretty close to that. We got pretty overbought in Kansas City. That would suggest there's still some momentum in this market to the upside. We'll just have to see how deep this correction goes. But it's still remaining fairly dry in the western part of the U.S. plains. The longer range forecast, the 15-day forecast, does bring some rain into the Texas panhandle. But when you're looking at West Kansas and Oklahoma panhandle, it's still dry. So that could be supportive to Kansas City, but Chicago's really going to struggle to keep up here. So KC will be your leader if you're going to take another run to the upside. But as you get into that first week of May, usually right around the crop report, if the wheat market is rallying, that tends to be your high. So just want to be aware of that and also aware that we've already had a very impressive run here. We could have already seen the high here over these last couple days. We just have to see kind of how deep this correction goes, what kind of energy you have to it, and what kind of, if we get some kind of correction, how it reacts. But we're getting very close to when that seasonal high would be stalling out anyway. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.